Right.
Right. Well, for those that are audibly inclined, you'll notice a little bit more space in today's episode because we've taken it on the road and we're outside.
We're outside on a picnic bench.
Isn't it lovely?
It's almost like we're dating. It's like, hey, where should we catch up and talk?
Stop it.
It's like, you know, like the 50s.
Yeah.
Where you would court people.
Caught them catching up? No.
Odd food caught them, though.
Food caught them.
Like what you did there.
Boom.
Like what you did there. All right, so it is episode 7 of the Rad Dads podcast. We are out and about. Please forgive the background noise. It's really just part of life.
The truth is we're trying to fit these podcasts into real life.
Mm.
And sometimes that means we catch up at work. Sometimes that means we don't catch up at work. And sometimes it means we don't catch up, but we mean to.
Yeah.
It's just like... it's just a full on, like, I can imagine how one day we just wake up and we're 50.
Yeah.
At this rate, it's like there's no candle to be burnt.
Well, it's kind of like, it feels like Monday, Tuesday, Saturday. Yeah. You know, like you got 3 days in the week.
Yeah.
And it's weird. It's really weird. But anyway, I was saying to someone the other day, I actually really dislike talking about how busy I am.
Mm.
I feel like, because that's some sort of arm wrestle about I'm busier than you, so therefore I'm worse off or I'm more important than you because my busyness trumps yours, so you need to suck that, you know, like.
I love how busy you are because you're so busy that you forgot you told me that.
Oh, did I? I already told you that. Yeah. Oh, right.
No, but that's all right. That's how busy
good.
You are.
It's good. Oh, right. Well, maybe, yeah. Anyway, I just like to throw that out there. I try my best not to refer to my busyness. However, it does slip out from time to time. Hey, I do wanted to start today, and it's, you're going to laugh because it's an absolute revelation for me. But I want to shout out to all of the boys and girls of the hair cutting industry.
Whoa!
Big ups to you guys. There's no hiding the fact for a number of years, in fact since I was about the ripe old age of about 20 to 21, I've been somewhat follically challenged, so it's been a good number of years since I've set foot in a hair cutting establishment.
Mm.
And it was funny today, I had a meeting, it was actually with a sort of a government department, and it was very much a nice shoes, nice shirt, nice trousers, and I looked like a homeless guy because obviously, as we've spoken about across the video side of things and also the podcast last week, we're sort of in the middle of moving house. With that, couldn't find the clippers anywhere. And I just up and down roundabout. And so I thought, you know what, I'm just going to... It was awkward. I had to walk into the barber and I said, hey, look, it's going to be your fastest cut that you'll have all day. But why not get amongst it? And big ups, respect to the people that do that, because I guess not having a huge amount of hair, I discounted the work they do and the magic that they could perform on me. And actually, you know what? I might consider getting another haircut and not leaving it for another 15 years before I...
Is that the last time you had a haircut? Like, at the barber?
Yeah, would have been probably for 14, 15 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've just been DIYing it.
Totally. Just, like, buying clippers and doing it myself, which you would have thought after 15 years I'd get good at it, but it's still really, really rubbish.
It's all right, Greg.
So, anyway, big shout-out to you guys.
That's awesome.
That's awesome. And yeah, I think... I'm not sure what the lesson in that we can learn is.
The lesson is, Greg, that... sometimes you're really busy and you can't cut your own hair, but there's a service there. It's like being a dad, and sometimes you just can't make sense of it. Come join us in the Dad Cave.
Yeah.
Come join us on the podcast.
Yep.
And we'll just talk about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hair story. So my dad, I still remember this. When I was like 8 years old, we lived in the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to travel to Auckland to see my cool cousins.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
The cool cousins.
The big smoke.
In the big smoke. That's where you could have McDonald's.
Yeah.
Go to the movies.
Ooh.
I had $20 and I spent the whole thing on a Forrest Gump tape. The soundtrack.
It cost
like $49. I thought it was cool. It had good songs on it. You could only get that in Auckland.
In the big smoke.
Couldn't get it in Thames.
No,
in Auckland. You could get cassette singles in Thames.
But not full soundtracks.
Not full soundtracks.
That's just ridiculous.
Anyways, I was up in Auckland, and the cool thing at the time was dyeing your fringe.
Right.
Peroxiding it.
Ooh.
And I got my fringe peroxided, and I got home, and my dad looked at me and he said, cut it off. And so I had to cut my fringe off. I cried for about a day. I had a He-Man haircut where it was just like a short fringe, and the rest was long. Anyway, it's funny thinking about hair, and look, hair is something that, I mean, look, we all have. Some of us lose it. And I'm currently going through my own journey with hair. I lost it. I took this Propecia stuff. It's coming back, I think. Or it's a placebo effect and I'm just taking sugar tablets. At the end of the day, it's like,
it looks to be coming back, man.
Well, it's just, you just like, I've got a theory about it. It takes as long to come back as it took to fall out.
Right.
And it's like, it takes a long time to all fall out.
Yeah.
Because you can comb over that stuff for years.
For quite a while.
And then all of a sudden, it's like you have that moment, you look in the mirror and the sun shines a certain way and you can see all the way through your scalp and you're just like, something's got to change.
Yeah.
But
it was, for me, it was when I kind of just got enough sideways to see the line, the line dipping down the back. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
Oh.
How old were you when you just embraced the baldness?
Oh, like literally like 21. I was, although it's a large head, it's a reasonably well-shaped head.
You have a good head.
And so I was able to just shave it and just own it and be done with it. My wife is constantly trying to tell me that it's not a bad thing. I would like to have the option. Good thing that she's down with bald dudes, so hey.
And it invites a kiss. I don't know how many times, like, you've never kissed me on the head. I've kissed you several times, not invited.
No,
it's just, it's like, it's a big landing zone. And it's like, come on, buddy.
It might also, the height differential might also help that a little bit as
true,
well.
True. Yeah. True. But anyways, what else has been happening in your world? Everything ticking along?
Oh, it's like anything, man. I think it's just awesome learning about to hold on to what's important and to let go of what's not.
Like your hair?
Yeah. Scalp, important. Hair, not so important. Maybe. I'm not sure what's happening there, but...
Oh, while we're on here, sorry to butt in. I asked you a question and I butted in. Can you tell me about the Bulgarian head wrestler thing while we're on your head?
Oh, well, it's Eastern...
And tell it, like, unpack it.
Yeah. So, my kids have been unfortunate enough...
And fortunate?
To inherit my head genes. Sounds weird saying that out loud.
It's a pair of Levi's.
Yeah, shaped like a helmet. I just stretched some jeans over a motorcycle helmet.
It's the new look.
Yeah.
It's like a beanie, a court jester beanie with two legs that come off.
I was born with, the first 6 months of my life, I had to have quite extensive x-rays and stuff done. They thought I had hydrocephalus, which is swelling of the brain.
But it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. It was just, I had an exceptionally large head.
I'm not laughing at you.
So for dads, you know your Plunkett books, yeah? And you know you have, like, the chart.
Yeah.
Well, my Plunkett nurse had to staple in an extra chart to go at the top because in terms of head circumference, they just created a new scale that went beyond the 100th percentile. And ever since then, it's been, I mean, you talk about it being funny. It's been the basis for my explanation to being bald for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, greater surface area for the hair follicles to be distributed over. So I've actually got just as much hair as you or the next person.
It's just you.
It just spread out.
It's a sound logic to flat earth theory.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, needless to say, lots of x-rays. As big a head as my dad when I was 18 months old, could wear an adult motorcycle helmet. My mum had to cut t-shirts to get, so the t-shirt was the right size, the head hole was too small, so she would cut down the sort of the neckline to get a bit more extra space. And then, so you know how you have like 2-year-olds that eventually give up wearing dome t-shirts? I was like a 7-year-old wearing dome t-shirts because it wouldn't fit over my head. Anyway, needless to say, that's been a thing. Buying hats is a nightmare. But I've passed that on to my my daughters. For some reason, it's a gene that's carried on the female side. But my eldest asked my mum, what's the deal with us all having big heads? And I found out, crazily enough, that apparently, so the story goes, we have a lineage back to, and I'm not sure whether it's Bulgarian, but it's somewhere in Eastern Europe. There were some Eastern European head wrestlers that came and settled in Puhoi in Auckland, and we've got lineage back to them. And apparently head wrestling was a thing, and we came from a long line of head wrestlers, and that's part of the reason why we have the size heads we do today.
I love that story so much that it's going to be a documentary or a Netflix show. But head wrestling, just like paint a picture for our minds through voice.
Yeah.
So like I've head wrestled your daughter, and she's already beaten me. And so just like,
well, it's a bit like a scrum, really. So you imagine a crouch, touch, pause, engage, and so it's not about the hit. It's about just, you get in alongside someone, and then essentially it's just using your head to try and push the other person off balance or into some sort of submission, much like you'd see a couple of goats probably going at it. So
so you could like
down on all fours kind of, and then
start kind of at a stationary position,
yep,
heads kind of just touching,
yep,
and then you apply the pressure. And is it the first one to buckle who goes loses a point, for example?
Yeah I don't know what competitive head wrestling looks like, but I think I understand that head wrestling in principle is kind of, it's a submission sport. So
could we hypothetically,
yes,
meaning for what that means for us, we're doing it,
as soon as we've got to hypothetical, it's basically
have a competition where it's like only dads can enter or something like that, you know, parents.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's the International Head Wrestling Championship of New Zealand.
Yeah, I think that would be great. I think
three camera setup, a two shot for two heads.
Yeah.
You just got two wide cameras.
Yeah,
and the rules are simple. It's like you can tap out from pain.
Yep.
If you tap out from maybe losing one of your, you have to have four positions on the ground.
Yeah, 4 points.
Two
of
hands
content.
And two knees. If one of those goes up, or you lose a point.
Yep.
And it's like good old rock, scissors, paper. It's first to three.
First to lose three. Yeah, first to three. I think we're onto something.
Oh man, can you imagine how cool that would be?
Well, it seems to be like 2000. We went live last night. We got a bit of a shout out from the backyard cricket boys.
Yes.
And it seems to be, it's the 2018, the year of the minor sport. So let's bring it back. Give us a shout out, and I guess kind of wave your digital hand around if you're thinking that you could be down for that. I don't want to assert myself too much on the situation, but I'm sure that we could kind of possibly, you know, line myself up or my daughter up as a bit of a challenger.
Oh man, I would love to see a group of really tough dads buckle under the head of, how old's your daughter?
She's 8.
And just like, she's already the champion. No, she's good, all right, because it's a real, like, get your middle knuckle and just push it into your forehead. And it's like, if you can handle that, maybe you're a Bulgarian head wrestler. Ow.
And tell you what, actually, a shout out to anyone that might be involved in a corporate or a company that might just be, not silly enough, but because silly is not the right word, up for enough of a laugh and a bit of fun to get in behind such a thing. And shucks, let's make it happen, man.
The official New Zealand head wrestling tournament brought to you by Head and Shoulders. Brought to you by, what was that? I'll have what she's having. Wasn't that an advert for like a, oh, maybe it doesn't exist. Remember, it was the advert with the lady in the shower, and she's like,
That was
Pantene.
Pantene Pro-V. Yeah.
I'll have what she's having.
Yeah. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen.
That's like us, Craig.
Yeah.
It's like being a dad. Yeah. Won't happen overnight. No,
but
I'm really smitten with that idea, and I really do encourage the dads to get in behind this. This will be an amazing day, because you know what, the kind of stand could be just a circle of chairs, almost like a fight club.
Yeah.
But it's the opposite. It's like you're literally using your head.
Yeah,
to battle. You know, it's
just like, use your head.
Just use your head.
Yeah, that could be the byline for the championship.
And we'll live stream it.
Yeah, totally.
And this could go yeah. huge. Or it could be nothing, but we always find solace in the fact that we leave a record for our children.
Exactly. And I think that would be just the, I guess, the note that we might sort of move on to and possibly finish on, is the idea that if nothing else, we'd like to hope that these rambles and kind of meanders through life that you guys are engaging with, and we're sort of hopefully taking you on, you'd be seeing the underlying challenge. You know, we were fortunate enough to talk to some fantastic people last night on one of their shows, Pauline and
Natalie.
And I guess it's the idea of the impossible question. You know, sometimes you've actually got to get stirred out of your apathy, your run-of-the-mill kind of life just happening to you. And, you know, dads are in this awesome position where they can make themselves happen to life, if that makes sense.
That's the plot of Batman Begins.
Yeah.
He tries to just fix the world through... Yeah. Pure rage,
yeah.
But he says people need a symbol to fight towards,
to
shake them from apathy,
yeah.
And that's what a father is—a a symbol,
yeah.
Of well, a father and a mother, family. It's family. Like,
yeah.
You know, that's the thing that when the chips are down, gets you through, right?
Exactly.
So I'm basically Batman.
Batman, I love it. I love it.
Sweet.
But do I have to? Does that make me Robin? I'm not sure how happy I'm about that.
I just had a mental image, just like, you know, skin tight undies.
What was this like?
Little jester boots.
6 years. Are you thinking Adam West Batman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And you know, you'd
rest
be like,
in peace.
Holy smokes, Will!
Holy smokes!
that was amazing.
Hey, all joking aside, don't get lost in the fact that that split second decision that you can make today to you know, fire off that comment and get in behind the craziness that is the World Inaugural Head Wrestling Championship, or even if it's just simply going and doing something that something new that you have wanted to try for a really long time, whether it's for yourself, whether it's for your family, whether it's for your kids. I think the underlying thing in all of this is don't be afraid to get out there, get amongst it, and even to fail.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you're bigger than any of your failures, and you'll live to fight.
It's like we should want to fail, eh?
Mm.
And I know that sounds silly, but imagine if we didn't let our children fail. They'd never learn how to walk.
Yep.
You know, they'd never learn how to write. Eat properly. It's like that only comes through failure. And it's funny because I often find myself wanting to say things like, sorry that sounds so kind of cheesy, but sometimes for me the fundamental truths are so simple that they do sound cheesy.
Mm-hmm.
And we try and build it up so much. It's like,
it's cliche for a reason.
It's
true.
I was saying to a parent today who was asking about their child doing my video course, and I just said, look, at the end of the day, it's simple for me. I'm trying to get them to do what I can do so they can earn money from that.
Yeah.
It's like, put all the metrics and rubrics on it you want.
Yeah.
But I'm going to need some mega convincing if there's a better system.
Yeah.
Then go and work.
Yeah. Just, you know, go do what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. So with that and all of the craziness that has been the past 18 minutes and 23 seconds, we bid you adieu. As always, if you haven't yet become a part of our online community, Rad Dads NZ on Facebook, you can always get us at raddadsnewzealand@gmail.com. Conversely, the podcast is available on iTunes and I think Spotify now. I have yet to get confirmation, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be on Spotify shortly.
Epic.
Hopefully, yeah, and we've had the date changed for our next breakfast appearance, but we will be back on breakfast soon, around the 12th.
We've also got some awesome Dad Cave episodes coming up.
Yep.
With Ali Ikram. He's a colleague of ours and a friend and a reporter.
General all-round good dude.
He is. And also another guy called Andy who runs Bus Home New Zealand, I think it's called. It's like... a couple with some kids from Christchurch survived the earthquakes and just like used that moment of trauma to change their life.
Yep.
Been traveling around the place in a bus.
Mm-hmm.
So I look forward to just bringing more interesting stories to promote fatherhood, to talk about, you know, how we all fit into this craziness, and just get to hang out with my perfectly shaped man friend.
Likewise, there, fella.
Wait, perfectly shaped
head man friend. Yeah.
You're well shaped as well.
Oh, stop it. Thanks, man. and also, just to finish, we were able to talk about it last night as well. Just remember, listen first, act second, speak third, and everything else is going to fall into line. Till next time, guys. Talk soon.